holding up a dollar or hour at the bottom of the Rashi's. I need to correct.
Good morning, sir.
I went through this Gemara wrong. I need to correct the Gemara. B'chiburin means, like the first Rashi explains, that he has his Torah hand, Kaddish in the Torah hand, and the non-Torah hand, the Tameh hand, is touching the Torah hand while there's Kaddish in the Torah hand. So we say that there's a Chashash that he'll move his hand down and touch the Kaddish. You know, he's touching it, he's going to touch the Kaddish, and that's when they made the Gzeirah. That's when they made the Tumah. While the Tommy hand is touching the Torah hand, the Torah hand is touching Kurdish. Because Rabbanan Dilma Osilaminga Temeya Bekurdish. So at that point in time, there's a very, very, very real concern that the Kurdish, the tummy hand will touch the Kodesh, which is there. Okay. The Madrim Lekamon Posel Lifsol, it means Demaila Balmi. So, now, if the hand is a Shani, so we're going to have an argument later. We have an argument the more it presents. If it means that the other hand, so that's in the tomb which you're putting on the hand, which is Torah, because it's not only so much the tomb on the hand as the tomb on the Kodesh that you're putting, because of the concern that the tummy hand will touch it. But if the tummy hand touches it, the tummy hand is a sheni, so the kaddish is a shlishi, and it should make a revi. So what shot in the tzad that's only posel? And the tzad that's tummy, so Rashi says, the one who says that it's only posel, since it's only chashash, they didn't want to take it that far. Whereas the one who says it's tummy makes sense. Awashalabichiburin, shalachar shapir shamina tohara, chazu tohara benoga bekaddish. The tummy hand touched the Torah hand. Now the tummy's hand was taken away. And now the Torah hand touches Menaga B'Kodesh. Loch is Torah. V'yein yad metama b'chaberta l'asoyis afilo shlishis lipsul. We don't say that the sheni hand makes the other hand a shlishi, and the shlishi hand will now make the Kodesh a revi. Okay. The more brought a braisa, machlokes and a braisa, the rabbi asked from, it says, Yad Naguva, Alpish Einbo Mashkin, there's no liquid there. So, it's Matama Chaverta, Lutami Lakadish, Abel Lichum, Matama Kadish Lassus, Ashis Lassus Revi'i. It'll make the hand tome, that it'll make a, that this Kadish will be Tameh, it'll be a Shlishi, that it can make something else a Revi. I know it's not so clear in Rashi, it's what Rashi means, but that's what Rashi means.
Wait, the Tahar hand will make the
other hand Tameh, the other hand Tameh will now make a Shlishi, that the Shlishi will generate a Revi. So the hand becomes a Sheni.
Which you've got the tummy hand.
Right. The tummy hand will make the Torah hand a sheni. That the sheni, when that hand touches Kodesh, it will become tummy, not posel. It'll become a shlishi that it can generate a revi. If you ask Yehuda, Chaberta Peselas as a Kodesh Abolei Matama. No, the Torah hand becomes Tomei, that it generates Psul, not that it generates Tuma. So it'll generate a Revi, not a Shlishi. So, in words like this, Iyar Bishlama Shalom Bichiburin Ka'amr Dematama, that this halacha that it generates tumah on the Torah hand now can make something else tameh, is tameh in a case where it's not Bichiburin, means that the tameh hand touches the Torah hand, the tameh hand moves away, now the Torah hand touches Kodesh. So Haina Rabusa, the Naguba, that's the Kiddush that the hand is dry.
Good morning, sir.
De Afalgab, I think he puts in. Yeah. De Naguva, he, even though it's dry. Kishan Naga, Bizu, when it touched the other one. Men Locha Sheman Naga Hayada to her, but Mashkin Sheba Tameya Shane Rishonim. So when a Shani touches Mashkin, the Mashkin become a Rishon. So the Kiddush is, even though there's no Rishon over here, the Chalapoyosel is a Chumah, but Tama Mashkin Liyos Tchilo. V'habalo Hach Yad Nami Shniyo Machos HaMashkin Kamar Chaberta. So it makes, if it be Mashkin, the Shani hand, which is Tomei, will make the Mashkin a Rishon, and the Mashkin will make the other hand a Shani. Okay. That's not the case. It's dry. We're saying even so it's tame. The Ma'alad Rabbanon Hisha Yad Matamus Leverta Lehosus Shniyah Kemoisel Kodesh. The Chiddush is that we make the second hand a Shniyah, which if the first hand is a Shani, you would touch the other hand should be a Shlishi. At best, no, we say we make it a Shani. Bechiddush Eli Amrit Lerminon Ela Bechibur, and this Alocha Barmish is only a case of. Only in a case bechiburin, like Rav Shizbi says, v'tayim Hashem dilman noga tomei the kodesh. So, and the real problem isn't the second hand. The real problem is that while the second hand is holding kodesh, the first hand is touching the second hand, and there's a real concern that the first hand will end up the tomei hand will end up touching the kodesh. So. So Maribusa Dinaguba, what does the dry hand have to do with anything? Otu Yad Kamaisa Loi Metamil of the Kurdish, Beloy Mashkin or Lishniahi. The first hand, the tummy hand, can make the Kurdish tummy, whether it's wet or dry, it's a shady. So the problem isn't the second hand, the Torah hand, the problem is the first hand. So what's the difference between whether it's dry or wet? So that's a bias kasha on Rav Shizvi. Therefore, he argues. The more broad Idmarnami, that Rish Lakish said.
We didn't get to that.
We didn't do that yet? Oh, okay. That's good. Idmarnami. So the more like this, that we have a statement which is said, which also supports this, that this halacha over here is even not a case of chiburin. Amar Reish Lakish, Lo Shenor Elo Yodai. This halacha that one hand is of time, another hand is only his other hand. But we don't say that if his hand, which is tame, the Reuven's hand, which is tame, touches Shimon's hand, the Shimon's hands become tame. Reichonomer Echad Yodai Bechad Yachaveroi. Whether it touches his other hand or it touches somebody else's hand. But the Ba'isa Yahayad, so first of all, his right hand is Matame, his left hand. If his right hand touches, his hand which is Tame touches somebody else's hand, that other person's hand will also become Tame. But if his left hand, which was Torah, and only became Tomei through the touching the right hand, if that left hand touches somebody else, that hand will not make somebody else's hand Tomei. So it's only Ba'isa Hayad. Only with that Yad which is originally Tomei. And Leif Sol Abalo the Tomei. And he's going like Rabbi Huda, who says, but that which makes the other hand Tomei, only that other hand only has the power of being poisol and not mitame. Okay. Now the the Mor doesn't. Now Mimai is already explaining how Rabbi Yochanan knew this, where Rabbi Yochanan got this halacha from. But the point of the Gemara is, if it's only in the case of Bechiburin, what is the argument to say Yad Chavera versus his Yad? So I mean, what would the case be? The first scenario is hand is tummy, right hand is tummy, left hand is Torah, his left hand is holding Kodesh, his right hand is touching his left hand. And that's the scenario by Yaldoi, so the same scenario would be by Yad Chaveiroi. So his Yad Chaveiroi, Shimon's hand now is holding Kodesh, and Reuven's tummy hand is putting his hand on top of his hand. What's the side to say it shouldn't affect Kodesh? What's the difference in whose hand is it? If the Chashash is that his tummy hand will touch the Kodesh, why should it be less of a chashash in somebody else's hand? So what is the in Reuven Rish Lakish if the Tumah case of Chiburin? So Zot the Gemara, it has to be that that the Tumah case of Shlomo Chiburin, and then you can have this Milo de Rabbanon that they generate a Tumah. Some did they say this Milo de Rabbanon generating Tumah in somebody else's hand or not? But in the case of a Chiburin, it doesn't make any sense that there's any argument. Now, Mimai, how do Rabbi Yochanan know that's going even in Yad Chaveiro? Minikhtani Seifa, because back in the Mishnah, let's see, what was the Lashon? Sheyad Matam is Chaveiro to Bekodesh Avaloi B'Trum. That it says, Shayad matam mechaber to the kodesh avolav the truma. Hosu lomali Torah le'reisha. It says like this. It says in the line before, b'truma im nitmeis achas miyodav chaber to tahara u'bekodesh matul shtehen. Shayad matam is chaber to the kodesh avolav the truma. You just said, by Kurdish, one hand becomes tummy, you have to table both hands, which means, i.e., both hands have a din of tumah. And then you repeat yourself, you say, Shayad matamas taverta, by Kurdish, avalab and tumah. What's that coming to add? Hasulamali, hotelly resha, alalav shomino, lasuya yad chaberoi. So Rabbi Yochanan feels that it's stressing this to tell you that it's matamay, a different hand, even somebody else's hands. So the Reish has told me that when Reuven's first hand becomes tummy, he has to travel both of his hands. And this is adding, even somebody else's hand becomes tummy if he touches it. V'afresh Lakash Hadar Bey, the Mark says, eventually Reish Lakash changed his mind and agreed to Be'erchanan. Amar Rabbi Yerna, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Reish Lakash, Echad Yodav, Echad Yad Chaveiroi. And then he says, finishes off with Usa Yad. That which you can tell somebody else's hand is only if the hand which is tameh touches somebody else's hand, not the hand which is originally Torah. But it only generates the hand which, the second hand which becomes tameh only on a level of psul, that it's psul something else, not that it's metameh something else. Okay. Rashi. Al b'yad chaver tap Rashi. Im nagi b'yad chaver loy timatzo. Rabbi Shlokas says, doesn't make someone else's hand tame. Rabbi Yochanan says it does. But oisa hayad. Im nagi b'yad harishono, which is the one which is tame, the first hand, which is the one which is tame. B'yad chaver, it touches somebody else's hand, the other person becomes tame. Al hashniya enem tame yad chaver. But the second hand, which is tor, which came to me only because it's his second hand, and one hand is with Tom, the other hand, that hand does not make somebody else's hand to me. Well, if Salas HaKadosh, who the Amr Yad Matama Chaberta, well, the Tame. The second hand, which is originally Tahara, becomes Tame through because it was his first hand, that second hand only generates Psul, not Tuma. Hotelne Rachel, the Kurdish, Matfil, and Shteyim, it already says you're terrible, both of them. So what is it repeating? that it's metama chaverta, even metama somebody else's hand. So the Gemara. This machloikis of Lipsul is machloikis tanoim. Now we know it's machloikis tanoim. It's machloikis tanoim between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi. Yad Naguba Matama Chaberta, Latame in the Kurdish, Abel of the Truma, Latame in the Kurdish. Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yossi is Lipsul, Abel of the Tame. Rav wants to point out that that there's another machlokes along those same lines. The Rav wants to say where all the machlokes is it? It's not. Submission in Yedayim. Kol apostel b'tshuma matami Yedayim liyos shniyos. Any item which has a locha that it makes a truma shlishi, all of the tumas derabanan, the echazar masakin, which make truma into a shlishi, your personal truma, make a hand into a sheni. V'yad matam chaverto, and one hand is matam another hand. David Rabbi Yeshua, the chachamim marmim, yadayim shniyo sein. One hand can't, which is a sheni, can't make the other hand into a sheni. So now, my love, doesn't it mean to say, sheni hu deloy ovid? Hoshlishi ovid? It says that one hand can't make the other hand into a sheni, which means it could make it into a shlishi. Well, what's that? Why is that important? Because it makes it into a shlishi. It'll make a kaddish into a V. So one hand can make the other hand tell me enough that it'll be poisel kaddish. Which means, if that's what the Chachamah is saying, it means Yeshua is saying that no, that one hand makes the other hand into a sheni, that it generates a shlishi and a revi. So Yeshua is saying with Tame that the hand, the Tahara hand, has the power to generate tuma, and the Chachamah is saying it has the power to generate psul. Versus no, Dilma, maybe lo yisheni obed v'lo shlishi. Maybe what the Chachamah means to say is it doesn't make anything at all. They don't argue. They don't agree to the whole concept of yad matam chaverta, because. But the one who does hold of it maybe holds that it only makes psul, or maybe holds it doesn't. We don't know what Yeshua is saying anymore, according to that. Al kihani tanoi, there is another machlokes tanoim. Tan yad neguba matamis chaverto. The time of the Kurdish, I will love the Chuma, Divir Rebbe, Yisrael Hud Armor, Oisayad, Lipsul, I will love the time. But we do have the Chagas Tanoim, which we quoted before, that is Lipsul, I will love the time. It's a little bit funny in the Gemara. The Gemara says, we've seen the Chagas Tanoim, no, we only one we have is that one which you mentioned before. Ain sheni osu sheni. First narrow line. Ain a yad shehi shniya osu eschaverta shniya. Can't make the other hand into a sheni. McLeod the sheminan. The reason why they're saying that the sheminan leiler of Yeshua. They're hearing of Yeshua saying the miyad and matamis leiberta liyush kamoisa, which means what hand does make the other hand into a sheni. So I mean, they respond to that saying no. One hand can't make the other hand into a sheni. Which means they could make it into a shlishi. But then lo sheni v'lo shlishi. The less lahu hach milo the masnisin. They don't hold it at all. That the chumra that our mishnah says, this milo that it says, that one hand of the tarach averta, they don't hold it. Abamanda islay. Maybe fill the tummy islay. Maybe holds even makes it into a sheni. The hachi ka'omar yadayim lo'olam shniyos hein. The fikach. Yad matama is chaverta. The Bach takes out the word ein. Rashi b'mazur of Yeshua. Kol poses tuma tama yadayim liyos shniyos. That the hands always are considered. That the hands are always considered shniyus, which means we deal with both hands as a set of shniyus. You don't deal with just one hand. Okay. Zot de Gemara. The Mishnah said, we know that a food which is not mukshar, has not had water go on it, so, and not makabal tumma. So by truma, you're allowed to eat oichlim neguvim, food which has never become mukshir. You're allowed to eat it with hands which are tomei, b'dayim esuavos, which are shneers. For truma, not for kurdish. So Morris says, Tanya Omer Rechinina ben Antigonus. The concept of naguba is irrelevant by Kurdish. Naguba means it's not mukshir. It's never had liquid on it. Because it's not mukshir, it's not makabal tuma. But that's an irrelevant statement because by Kurdish the locha is. Well, chibas ha-Kurdish makshartan. The same way chibas ha-Kurdish allows non-food items to get dinim of food items to makabal tuma. Like we had before, Levoina, Kecholim, etc. with Makabal Tumah by Kurdish, because the Cheshibas of it, this is a Meichel, which is going to go on the Mizbeach, etc., gives it a Cheshibas. The Lomdus of Heksher, or lack thereof, is like it's not totally Nigmar, it's a Sia into being a Meichel, until the Taras Mechadish, that the Shem Meichel isn't there until it's been Mukshar at one point in time. The Gabi Hichel's Tumah. Like there's a Gemara of a Kli, there's a Gemara of a Michael. The Gemara of a Michael is came wet one time. That's a Taurus Kurdish. Okay. It doesn't apply to Kurdish, because the same way there's a concept of Alchibus of Kurdish, which is learned from a Pasuk in the Moran Kulam, that there are non-food items can come food, get a din of food items that got to be Kabbalah's Tumma. So who a din of food, which is not which was, never had water on it, is also the Kabbalah Tumma. Because it's so much is royal to go to Mizbeah. So the chibas of Kurdish, the chibas of Kurdish makes it mukshir. So this mission doesn't make any sense because you're saying non mukshir items can be eaten by Truma and they can't be eaten by Kurdish. By Kurdish, always mukshir. The word Nogav is true, but the word Nogav represents the idea that it's Kurdish is old. Something which is not mukshir is not a problem with Chumma, but by Kurdish, with so much, even though it's not mukshir, it's a problem. Yeah, of course it's a problem. And what's the Kiddush? Of course it's a problem. It's mukshir. So obviously, you're being matamet mamish. So what's the Kiddush? So my answer is, like Tzricha, you're going to talk of Lechavera B'Sech Piv. That the case was, this was. The other person had hands which are tahara. The person who's eating it has hands which are tamei, but his hands didn't touch it. Someone else put it in his mouth. Or he put it in his mouth without touching with his hand. He put it on Rashi points out the kush and karker were pshutei kliyetz. They were made out of wood. They had no metal in them. They're not makabal tumah. Kliyetz only makabal tumah if it has some type of a toich to it. So a kush and a karka kush was when they would weave, they would need like a kli sometimes to, if one of the strings on the loom get out of place, they would use a kush to put it back in place. And a karker was one of the things that you would spin, like a spindle you would spin on things, the thread on some, if I recall correctly. I think maybe I got it backwards, but then something like that. See, they had a sharp point. He stabbed the food with this thing and stuck it in his mouth, so he never touched it. Okay. So what's the problem? So why should be a problem? Kurdish, he didn't touch it. And he's eating, he wants to eat some chulin together with the Kurdish. Now, a sheni won't make the chulin into anything. So he's taking his tomei hands, which are shneis, taking chulin, touching the chulin, sticking it in his mouth. And this food is so the kaddish goes to Rabbanan, the tumula goes to Rabbanan. So since his hands are tame, so even though his hands can't be matama the chulin, but if when he sticks it in his mouth, he touches the kaddish in his mouth, it'll be matama. Now his hands are tame, so by truma the kaddish was saying, we're going to allow him to put tahor chulin with his yadayim messiah voice into the mouth. Now, if the food was not noguv, so there's liquid there, so his hands are shnias, will make the liquid into a rishon, make the food into a sheni. Of course, you can't stick it in your mouth. The food's a sheni, he's going to be matam by the truma, which will become a shlishi in his mouth. What?
Tell me the kodesh.
We said the kodesh were goyzer, so the truma are not goyzer. So the case has to be a case where the food is not being mekabel tuma. Well, the food is chulin. So food is chulin, of course not mekabel tuma, because his hands are shining, it doesn't affect it. But if the case was that the food, which is, even though it's chulin, was wet, so then the mashka there will become a rishon, make the food into a sheni, so then he puts the sheni food in his mouth, it'll be matama the chulin, make it into a shlishi. But since the food was nogav, we're saying nogav here doesn't mean that it wasn't mukshar, it's actually dry right now. So the hands of Hashem does not affect the food. You're merely allowed to put it in by truma. By Kurdish, regardless, he might stick it, might, well, while he's putting it in, he might touch his hands, or he might touch the Kurdish. It's like Rashi. The creation of Gubal the Kurdish, while Lloyd Kibas, the Kurdish Machsheris, the Cheshivas of Kurdish, the Mile of Kurdish, makes it Mokshu. Ella, Ain the Gubazu Lermeshla Huksheru. At the point of it wasn't like you thought it meant mukshar versus not mukshar. Ela kasher hukshar l'tumah. It was mukshar, but actually in the right now they're dry. The point of it is that it's dry. Mitumah hein mekabla. They're right in mekabla tumah. Just it has to be the right number. We're not talking about the eating Kurdish, which is not a gub, is not in the gay. Of course, the hand will affect it. The issue was eating chulin, which is dry, while he's eating Kurdish. The person who's eating the food, hands are tame, but the person who put it in his mouth, hands are torah. He stuck it in himself without touching the food. But you can't eat them with Kurdish, but your hands are tomek. Pantiga yodim is serve as berkeley Kurdish and people, because he might touch the Kurdish in his mouth as he's with his hands are tomek, as he's putting the chulin in his mouth. Then you truma. Abisha yad meservis pilsalta, hands which are tomek sheni will make the truma ashlishi. They weren't geyser. He'll be careful and he won't touch. He knows he has to be careful and he won't touch. That's a weird. The gabi chulin, the gabi chuma will be semich. But the gabi kurdish will rachmer. Rachmas nisan. Oaklin, chulin, be a diamond service, imachum. You can eat chulin with hands which are tome together with chuma. Abaloyim a kurdish, not with kurdish. Lachi not in the gubin. It's the reason why he stresses that they're dry. Because if they were wet now, so the hands will make the mashkin to a rishon. Versus the chulin shniim, then the chulin will become the liquid will make the chulin into a sheni. The sheni will touch the truma in his mouth. The sheni food will touch the truma food in his mouth and make it possible, make it to a shlishi. Some said the more means that it wasn't mukshur. So Krashi Bakashali Bakulan Mali Hukshru Malila Hukshuru. Allah Enya Daima Mayalis Klum Lakulan. The point is your dime shins don't affect kulan. So what's an afkamina? Okay. So that's not really the relevant point. The point, it was mukshur, but right now it's dry, like Rashi explains. Let's finish off to the Mishnah. So the loch is, they have to be tovel. Even though they were tovel already, they have to be tovel again before they eat Kurdish, not for truma. My time. They're not allowed to eat Kurdish. So since they were also in Kurdish, Chazar Machai Batil before they eat it. Keep the Adid in the Asir is a Karashi. Mechusiki Pur Mutta Bechuma Basa Bekurdish. Mechain Oinon is Adi Chuma, not Kurdish. Now, obviously, Asir be Meister Shani, and Oinon can't eat Meister Shani, but Herma Chuma, they can eat Chuma. Kedaminon, the Mesephalus Yavamas. Mechol Zer Yesera, Zer Asar to the Chabaloy Aninus. So we learn out that Chuma, there's no din of aninus by Chuma. So since the mice of the Gabi Kurdish is like a Hesech Adas, he wasn't planning to eat any Kurdish, so we deal with it as if he wasn't Zoyer in Tuma the Gabi Kurdish, and therefore he needs Tevila before he eats it. Okay.